This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back and we are talking branding. We're here with Bruce Turkell. He's the CEO of Turkell Brands. He's one of the leading experts on branding in the USA. He's on Fox Business and CNBC and stuff all the time. We're going to talk about building your brand. And today, we're going to discuss the changing of the name of my radio show. Hey, if you have an idea, send it to me. Email me at jim@freedonbusiness.com or tweet it to me at Jim Freed. Before we get rolling, I do want to thank one of Miami's best brands. I want to thank Shelly Bloom and Fashion Clothiers for helping me out, building up my wardrobe. Shelly's been there for 40 plus years. He sold me my bar mitzvah suit. So Shelly, thank you for helping me fit out my new look here. And Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
You like that part about Shelly, huh?
I like the idea of a guy on radio thanking someone for how he looks. You know, I'm sitting across and looking at you, but none of the people out there are. But let me tell you, he looks marvelous.
Thank you so much. You look marvelous too, Ricardo. And now let's talk a little bit about branding. You know, it's been Freed on Business for 225 episodes, 3.5, almost 4 years now. And we're doing more health and wellness. We're still doing business. And I'm just wondering if the Freed on Business is building Jim Freed as a brand the way I want it to be built. And you're the expert. What's the scoop?
Well, remember what we've talked about time after time. I haven't been on all 225 times, but I've been with you a bunch. And what do we always talk about? All about them. The brand that we build, believe it or not, is not about you. It's about your consumer. It's about your listener. It's about your audience. It's about the people you want to do business with. So how do we take that name and make it something that they will care about, something that resonates with them?
Well, a lot of the people that I do business with, I do real estate business with. But as the radio show grows and becomes a business of its own, I'm starting to do more business with the radio show. And I must tell you, when I walk into events, some people go, hey, it's Freed on Business. And I think that that's good. I don't know. Jim on money, money on Jim, Jim by money. I mean, lifestyle, Jim's life. This is my life. I don't know. What is it?
Well, the fact that they say, hey, it's Jim Freed from Freed on Business, that's more awareness than anything, right? They've heard it. And by the way, awareness is the most important thing you can do. The longer you're on, the longer people hear the name, the better. Clearly, Jim Freed is your name, so it makes sense that you want them to know who you are, so they think of you not just for the show, but for their other needs, their financial services, real estate, all of that. If the people who are listening, and you're out there listening, by the way, you can vote with your phone calls, your tweets.
Phone call, tweet, Twitter, whatever you want.
Whatever
you know how
to
get us.
If what matters to you is learning about business and Jim's expertise in business, and that resonates because it says to you, hey, I can do better at my business by listening to him, then that makes sense. And we could even go so far as to say business is not just dollars and cents. It's the business of your life. It's the business of your desires. It's the business of all those things. But it seems to me, as you pointed out, you talk about a lot of things that help people have a better life. You talk to them about healthcare. You've got those great guys here from UHealth talking about all sorts of things that just make me smarter about myself, about my family. You got folks in here talking like me about building your brand, which is great for your business, but it's also great in your personal life. So how can we say something that people will think, I got to tune into that? More importantly, I got to tell other people to tune into it, because that viral marketing is what you really want to get to.
Well, Freed on Business for life. I don't know. I mean, I'm just coming up with stuff right out of the thin air while we're talking.
I think what we ought to do is we ought to put this challenge out to your listeners. They love you. They care about you. And they also love and care about themselves. Let them submit it. Come up with some great offer. Let one of them sit in this seat and be on the radio for 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, fair enough. If somebody comes up with the name that we're going to use for the radio show, we're going to interview them on the radio.
Right.
And we'll give them the ability to help us fill out one of the suites at the Marlins
Beautiful.
Game.
So they can get on the radio. They can pitch their business. They can say,
Correct.
Hey, my name is Joe McGillicuddy, and I run this business, and here's what I do. So they get some great free advertising.
Right.
They get to show their abilities. And then you'll take them to a ball game with the Marlins.
Yeah, and some of their clients even. We'll take five of them to the ball game.
There you go. So now, you see, that resonates. Because now it's not just something that they're going to enjoy, but something that can make their lives better. Because then they can call their clients, and two things happen. Number one, they get to say to the client, hey, we're doing this special event at the suite. Why don't you come and enjoy a ball game? That's cool. Number two, what do their clients think? Well, you must be a big deal if you got a suite.
Oh, number three, they got the suite because they were sharp.
There you go. Exactly. That's how this works.
You know, it's really great because what we're doing is we're trying to tie in benefits that we have that we can share with other people. Come with us to the Marlins and help our platform that we have built with the Marlins. Let us and the Marlins help you build your business, or let us help you enjoy your lifestyle. Like, this Sunday is Family Day. We're taking people with families to the Marlins game. So everybody that's going with us this weekend has a family. It's Sunday Family Day. The kids come. They run the bases, blah, blah, blah. They get the Mike Stanton. Oh, God, the Giancarlo Stanton. Maybe he should call himself Mike. He'd hit some more home runs. I don't know. They have, like, this wall cling thing. But the reality is that what we really want to do with the show is help people build themselves, their brand, their business, build it with us, build it together with us. You know, and even the sponsors, part of what we do here is we create an environment for the sponsors to leverage off themselves, each other, and build their brands together. You know, we have those dolphin ads. My God, every time they play that ad, I get goosebumps and can't wait for the season to start.
And when I pulled up and parked in the lot, I saw your Warren Henry luxury car sitting there. So it's got the tag on the back. So you can even pick the guy up in your Warren Henry luxury car.
Now you're stealing our idea. Our idea is to pick up somebody in our Warren Henry luxury car, take them over to the Marlins suite, and hopefully what people will be taking will be the UHealth star doctors.
There you go. You see, it all ties together. But that sort of connectivity, what's known as the incongruous congruity, is what we're looking for.
Yeah, first vote is the Jim Fried Show from Stephen Cohn. Steve's a banker at Sabadell Bank United, so Steve runs their real estate department. He suggests the Jim Fried Show. Okay, that's one vote, Steve. We got you down.
Hey, I know Steve. Hey, Steve, how
you doing? He wants that suite is what he wants.
Well, you know what? That was very smart, though, because that is a good natural consideration. He already owns that one. So.
Oh, my God. Not only does he own it, we just did a minute on Steve Cohn from Banco Sabadell, head of real estate.
That's right.
So high five to you, Steve. And hey, we're going to be right back with some more branding ideas and some more kibitzing here on Fried on Business, maybe soon to be the Jim Fried Show, thanks to Steve Cohn. Back after this, Stevie, rock us!
Down the street with the brim pool.